What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Bringlese channel. And for my true Briller fans, you may notice by this setting that yes, I am back in Italy after 3 months in Japan. So in today's video, I'm going to be talking about something super, super useful. And I know I have said that many times before, and most things that I try to teach on this channel are useful, but specifically this video, this thing is a must know. And if you speak English, you need to use this every day if you're not already using it every day. But I really want to help you guys out with auxiliary verbs. Now, I'm not sure about how common they are in other languages. I know in Italian, they're not super important, they're not that common. But in English, auxiliary verbs are like your secret weapon that you can pull out anytime and use to your advantage because they're just so useful. So let me explain what I mean and let me clarify how you can use auxiliary verbs when you are speaking English. The first way is using a trick called a tag question. A tag question is when you make a statement about something and then at the end of the statement, you tack on a little tag question. For example, I could say, he's really nice, isn't he? By adding that isn't he, I'm kind of asking for your agreement. I want you to agree with me or confirm that what I'm saying is true. So how do you make these tag questions? There are basically two steps. First, you have to identify what the auxiliary verb of your sentence is. In this case, it's is. He is really nice. The auxiliary verb is. So you put is into the tag question. The second step of the tag question is to take a positive sentence and make the tag question negative, or vice versa. A negative sentence with a positive tag question. He is nice. That's a positive sentence. There's no negation. You don't have the word not. So in the tag question, we will put the word not. He is nice, isn't he? If he isn't nice, the sentence would be, he isn't nice, is he? So in that case, the sentence has the negation and the tag question has no negation. It's always the opposite and you always have to match the auxiliary verb. Another example is, you wouldn't want to go. Would you? So I'm asking if you would like to come. The auxiliary verb is would. And I'm saying you wouldn't like to go. Would you? Of course, the opposite could be you would like to come, wouldn't you? So remember, the tag question and the sentence are always the opposite negation. One last example of a tag question. Let's try the future will as the auxiliary verb. You will finish early, won't you? So this time the auxiliary verb is will. In the sentence, it's positive. So in the tag question, I make it negative. You will finish, won't you? Remember, will negative is will not. Will not contracted, won't. You will finish, won't you? Or changing that around, I could say, you won't finish, will you? So remember, it's always opposite. You won't finish, will you? So those are tag questions, super common in English, and you guys understand that, don't you? Next, let's go to how to use auxiliary verbs in a response, which is probably more common and even more useful. So if someone asks you a question and you don't want to repeat all the verbs and all the information that are in the question, you can use an auxiliary verb as your answer. For example, if I say, did you do your homework? The answer could be, of course, yes. Maybe a more natural answer though is, yes, I did. The auxiliary verb is did. Did you do your homework? In these questions, the auxiliary verb will usually be the first word. Did you do your homework? Yes, I did, or no, I didn't. So maybe you haven't finished your homework yet, but you will do your homework in the future. If someone says, did you do your homework? You could say, no, but I will, period, that's it. So you can actually use an auxiliary verb to explain something in a different verb tense, a different auxiliary verb. So again, the auxiliary verb of the question is did, But the auxiliary verb in my answer is will, because I'm describing the future. Did you do your homework? No, but I will. Or another example, did you do your homework? Yes, I am now. I am doing it now. So you can just say yes, I am right now. Here's another example. If someone says you should watch that movie, I could say, oh, I already did. You could say, yeah, I will next week. You could say, yeah, I am. You could even say, oh, you think I should, meaning I should watch that movie. So using auxiliary verbs as a response to a question is seriously super common. And I say that a lot, but it's truly, truly common. Do you know? No, I don't. Do is the auxiliary verb. Do you know? No, I don't. Have you heard of the song? Yes, I have. No, I haven't. Have you eaten dinner? Yes, I have. Yes, I did. No, I will. Yes, I am, etc. So please use those auxiliary verbs to your advantage. One final trick that you should try with auxiliary verbs is to ask a sort of confirmation question. When we're having conversation and someone tells you something, sometimes a rhetorical question could be, oh, really? Or, oh, really? Okay, really? Instead of saying really, in English, you can ask them an auxiliary verb question. If someone says, I saw the movie, I can say, oh, did you? Did you? Of course, I'm not really saying prove it. I'm saying really. I'm just making conversation. So, I saw the movie. Did you? Or if someone says, don't worry, they'll do it. They will do it. I could say, they will. So it's kind of just a confirmation. I'm confirming what you said, and I'm using an auxiliary verb to do that confirmation. I will watch the movie tomorrow. Oh, will you? Oh, you will? Both of those are okay. You will? So you can also use these auxiliary verbs as a confirmation type question. Okay guys, so let's stop here. I hope you guys have realized how useful and how common and important auxiliary verbs are. They are really your secret weapon, your best friend when you're speaking in English. So I encourage all of you guys to use those as much as you can. Even if it feels like you're doing it too much, it's probably no problem at all. It's perfectly fine. If you guys are enjoying the Bringlaze content, be sure to support the Bringlaze channel through either my PayPal link below or my Patreon, where I'm starting the Bringlaze English class starting on October 3rd. And I will stop right there. I hope you guys learned something. I'll catch you next time. Peace.